cake-eater hat, a slicker coat, and bell-bottom pants, and... Holy cow, what's this thing? Gee, I wonder what you do with that. What do you do with this thing?
May I enlighten you, my dear?
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Vallee.
The time for the romance.
Up till the rafters ring. Stand and drink a toast once again. Let every loyal Maine man sing. Then drink
to all the happy hours.
Drink
to the careless day.
Drink
to Maine, our alma mater, the college of our hearts always.
To the trees, to the skies, to the spring in its glorious happiness, to the youth, to the fire, to the life that is moving and calling us, to the gods, to the fates, to the rulers of men and their destinies, to the lips, to the eyes, to the girls who will love us someday. Oh, Bill,
the signs of dear old Maine,
up
to the laughter ring.
And drink
a toast once again,
let
every loyal Maine man sing.
Wonderful, really.
Naturally. You use the word wonderful. I don't mean to be picayune, but I noticed in describing the performance of the Andrews sisters, you called their selection, you said it was truly great, truly great.
Why, yes, Rudy, but of course, I think that everybody on the show is great, and you're great, too, but what I meant was that you're also very, very wonderful.
That's a much more accurate description. I've been reading the fine print in my contract. I read it very carefully, you know. And I noticed that I have another song to do.
I've chosen
a duet. A duet. It calls for a setting of a bygone era. Wouldst thou join me?
Wouldst I? Kooky, Dad.
Kansas City.
She was a pity.
She wasn't pretty. Hey, hey, she wasn't hard to see. She weighed 343. I hope she doesn't get much fatter, but if she does, that doesn't matter. Kitty from Kansas City. Now there's a girl that I adore. She's so dumb, she doesn't know a thing. Why, she thinks that July the 4th was an English king. Hey, hey, I love her. Love her, it's easy to see. It's Kansas City, Kitty, for me. She can't cook and she can't walk.
Oh, and a bottle of...
Oh, gosh!
From Kansas City.
Wow, me!
The girl that all the men adore.
She's so dumb, but still she brings me joy. Kitty, what's a goblet?
It's a sailor's little boy.
I love her.
Delivery!
And I'm up a tree.
It's Kansas City, Kitty, for me.
Thank you. sometimes almost kill.
I thought Rudy Valley was a place before you knew him.
I love her.
We love her.
That's easy to see.
It's Kansas City, Kitty.
Kitty from Kansas City. Did you ever wonder what happened to Kitty? I didn't. I did something about it, too. I found out. Kitty still lives in Kansas City. She got married some time ago to a nice young enterprising fellow. He's in appliances, I believe. Anyway, they settled down and raised a lovely family. Now I'm going to show you what a really small world this is. Kitty, who to this day still adores Rudy Valley, has a granddaughter who simply adores another member of our Golden Circle family. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Frankie Avalon.
My kisses and my arms, a girl with all the charms of you. Venus, make her fair, a lovely girl with sunlight in her hair. And take the brightest stars up in the skies and place them in her eyes for me. Venus, goddess of love that you are, surely the things I ask can't be too great a task. Venus, if you do, I promise that I always will be true. I'll give her all the love I have to give, as long as we both shall live. Venus, goddess of love that you are, surely the things I ask can't be too great a task. Venus, if you do, I promise that I always will be true. I'll give her all the love I have to give, as long as we both shall live.
Well, how'd you like him, Rudy?
A very talented boy, and they tell me he's very successful.
Successful? Are you kidding? He's one of the biggest things in show business right now.
But I'm a little concerned about him, his youth, his lack of experience with worldly things.
Such as?
Such as...
Money?
If you'd like, yes.
Well, what would you suggest, Rudy?
Well, perhaps if a couple of seasoned troopers such as you and I were to team up with him, we could overcome this difficulty.
Sort of keep an eye on him, huh?
Yes, even if it only meant walking to the bank with him every day.
I know you're kidding. He's a very nice little boy. Oh, Frankie. Come here, Frankie.
Yay! Young man, have you ever thought... have you ever thought of becoming a trio instead of doing a lonely single?
No. It's been going just fine.
But think of the really big acts, like the Andrews sisters.
The Mills brothers.
The Marx brothers.
But the Marx brothers, they aren't singers.
Well, let's not be too technical. Young man, you need an act.
He's right, Frank, and we're going to help you right now.
Maestro! Over and over, I've tried to practice faithfully.
Listen to every word.
Over and over. With passion and esprit.
Take a mental note, Frank.
Over and over, I've learned what a star could do. And Frankie, listen very attentively. Oh, I'm going to pass it on to you. You must have
personality
and walk.
Personality
and talk.
Personality.
Smile.
Personality.
Move.
Personality.
And act a
little. Personality. And need even pays to own a megaphone.
You're kidding.
And over and over. Gradually by degrees. Frankie, oh boy.
The public. You will eventually.
Don't you think we're carrying this a little too far, Rudy? I mean, do you really think he needs the megaphone?
Well, the megaphone helped me.
Yeah, that's true, but Frankie's appeal is to the daughters of your fan club.
I'll overlook the implication of that remark.
Oh, well, over and over to strengthen your appeal. Frankie, over and over. You've got to act like a real big wheel, like Dean Martin.
Or Dean of what college?
I get the message. You mean I must come on real strong?
Like a giant. And over and over. You got to hit them with a swinging song. And give them
personality.
Roll.
Personality.
Rock.
Yeah,
personality.
Roll.
Personality.
Hey.
Personality.
Oh,
my.
Personality.
Play it cool and kooky.
What's a kooky?
You mean this kind of stuff appeals to girls?
That's what they tell me, my boy.
There goes our vagabond lover.